But Rory, I suppose Donegal and Tyrone has become one of the great rivalries in Ulster in recent years.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. Donegal haven't met them now in the league in a couple of years, so it all sets up for a good game now, playing in McCool Park. I have a very proud record there, I suppose. I think it's going 15 or 16 games unbeaten in league and championship, and they won't want to lose it, especially to their rivals in Tyrone for Ulster. Interesting, you know, what sort of teams and positional changes and all the rest, because sometimes, you know, when teams are meeting maybe later on down the line in championship football, both managers might want to give too much away, but I'm sure they'll definitely bring intensity, you know, to the game with each other known so well, Tom.
Yeah, and I know we can't count chickens or anything, but you mentioned the championship. There's a fair likelihood that you're probably going to meet in an Ulster semi-final. Do you think that that'll be on the manager's mind?
Listen, without a doubt it will. When I was involved, you know, back in 2011, we played each other in the league and things, and there was a wee bit of, you know, tactical, positional changes, Tom, that were going on during the league game. So, without a doubt, it does happen. Like, but, you know, most of the supporters and all the rest will know that the vast majority of positions will stay the same. But, you know, kick-out strategies, all the rest, a few, you know...
You leave something in the bank for the championship.
You definitely do.
I'm sure at the same time, you know, there's also the psychological advantage, the psychological edge if you win.
Well, this is it. This is the one. And like, Donegal won't want to, you know, they brought the Dubs up to McCool Park and performed very well. Showed a very good, gutsy, determined performance that day. Managed to get the draw. So, you know, preserved that record of having been beaten there in 15, 16 games. So they'll definitely not want to lose that one to Tyrone on Saturday night either.
And what do you make of Donegal so far this year?
Look at it, I suppose, after the first game against Kerry, everybody was sort of slightly worried, you know, that this could be a long season for Donegal. You had a raft of retirements as well, and a couple of boys withdrawn their services from the panels. You know, Donegal supporters might have been thinking this could be a long season, but, you know, after the Kerry game, you would have to say that, you know, the big performance, you know, they got ground out a great win against Roscommon, you know, and that really gave them a little cushion. And after beating Cavan the other night, you know, and drawing with the Dubs, like, Donegal are sitting on 5 points now, and, you know, you would think that they're safe, you know, but obviously maybe they need another couple of points. But, you know, I think Donegal supporters would be really heartened by the way the young fellas have taken to the league, the way they've performed. We've got a lot of great performances so far. You know, Keelan Ward was mentioned, done very well. Kieran Thompson, Owen Bann, Jason McGee, all of the young fellas come in and perform very well. You know, it's sink or swim in Division 1 at times. So they've actually, after the Kerry game, I think they've knuckled down and performed very, very well.
Is there a danger, apart from Dublin, you know, you've beaten Roscommon and you've beaten Cavan, two of the teams that look doomed to Division 2. Is there a danger that maybe we're reading too much, Donegal people are reading too much into the league so far?
At the end of the day, it's all about championship. You know, they'll be thinking about Antrim and, you know, hopefully getting beyond them, a possible date with Tyrone. And, you know, the experienced players that we mentioned before, like Michael Murphy and Paddy McGrath, Ryan McHugh, Neil McGee, these sort of fellas won't be letting the group get too far ahead of themselves. You know, be reminding the young fellas that the serious stuff is yet to come. And again, Donegal have really prided themselves in the last 5 or 6 years on performing in the big days in championship, in Ulster championship. So, yes, I think Rory Gallagher wants to learn about his team. He wants to find out which of these young players now that he can trust come championship. And there's been no shortage of those fellas putting their hands up. But, you know, Donegal supporters shouldn't be getting too carried away, because, you know, and I don't think they will either. I think they'll realise that the serious stuff is yet to come down the line in Ulster Championship.
Having said that, both Donegal, yeah, okay, taking that it's only Roscommon and only Cavan that they beat so far, you'd have to say, and still, you know, the form has been good, even against Kerry after a very poor first half. If they played anything in the first half, they'd probably have got something out of that game.
Now, this is it. I think what they've shown is they've shown character, you know, and a willingness to knuckle down when the chips are down and really grind it out. And they definitely showed good character coming back against Kerry. So, you know, there are definitely positives there.
Hmm.
It'll be interesting to see the positioning again, I suppose, of Michael Murphy. Will he play at midfield? Will he, you know, play inside? So all these things are up for debate come championship time. And for me, like, the big one, if Donegal do play Tyrone later on down the line, Donegal still need to find a few power runners, you know, to break down that mass defence of Tyrone. You know, but Owen Bann, I suppose, has certainly put his hand up in that regard. Kieran Thompson and you know, Keelan Ward have definitely showed that they can do the business against the big Division 1 teams.
And Tyrone, you know, their form has been very good. Wintercrow Park and should have won probably against Dublin. There's a body of opinion that maybe they're more advanced in the rebuilding process than Donegal.
Well, if you're going to make the argument for Tyrone, I suppose the one advantage maybe that you could say now that they have over Donegal is their level of understanding within the group of their game plan, of their system. You know, they've been together now, I suppose, in the last 3 or 4 years, and they've built up a really, really good understanding of what each player's role involves. You know, the sweepers, you call him Kavanagh, getting back in there, you know, knows his role very, very well. You know, the rest of the half-backs, you know, half-forwards, you know, coming back in. And they just seem to be a wee bit further down the line in terms of understanding of what they're about, maybe, than Donegal. But listen, you know, there's still, you know, question marks there. You would look at their inside line and say, do they have a marquee forward in there, you know? And it was interesting to see that he played Matty Donnelly and Sean Kavanagh both in there. At times against Cavan, so you know, that's something that maybe Mickey Hart's looking at, and also, I suppose, a reliable top class free taker. You know, you'd be looking at question marks. Do Tyrone have one in the ilk of Michael Murphy? So I know Peter Hart and Sean Cavan have stepped up to the plate in recent years, but again, they've been found wanting in a couple of championship games down the line. So in the last couple of years, so there's question marks about the Tyrone team as well.